Thank You, Mr. T, by Laura Edlund. Photographs by Steve Frost. Thank You, Mr. T, by Laura Edlund. Photographs by Steve Frost. This is our crossing guard, Mr. Thompson. We call him Mr. T. Mr. T has been the crossing guard near our school for the last 10 years. Even when we were little kids, before we started school, we saw Mr. T on the way to the park. So we've known him almost all our lives. Mr. T will be retiring this summer, and our class is going to miss him very much. Some of us asked Mrs. Bruce if we could stay in at recess to talk about how to say goodbye and thank you to Mr. T. We had lots of ideas. Let's give Mr. T a card, said Sean. Can we give him a dog? Asked Mayra. His dog died last year, and I think he would like a new one. I think we should have a party, said Manny. When my grandpa retired last year, the people at his work had a big party. Darnell recorded all of our ideas.
Look at Darnell's list below. It reads,
things for Mr. T. Card. Dog. Party. Cake. Photo of us in a picture frame. Mug. A special one for his hot chocolate in the winter. Plant to put in his garden. Gift certificate. Movie tickets. We decided to have a party for Mr. T. At the party, we would have cake and present Mr. T with a card. We will need crayons and markers to make the card, said Layla. And a big piece of paper, added Sean. Where will we have the party? Asked Darnell. And who will help us make the cake? Here is our planning chart for the party.
Look at the chart below. It has two columns. The labels at the top of the columns read,
what we need, who will do it.
The chart also has three rows. The labels to the left of the rows read,
card, cake, party.
Now let's read the chart.
Card, what we need, paper, crayons and markers, other art supplies. Who will do it? Sean and Mayra to make, all can sign and decorate. Cake, what we need, recipe, ingredients, cake tins. Who will do it? Darnell's mom to help make the cake, all can decorate. Party, what we need. Napkins, music, invitation for Mr. T. Who will do it? Mrs. Bruce to bring napkins. Everyone to bring music. Alexandra and Brianna to make Mr. T's invitation. The next day, we were really excited about our plans. But then Sean asked, what happens next? After the party, Mr. T will retire and we'll miss him. Alexandra said, you're right. We want to thank him and keep remembering him. And we want him to remember us, too. What else could we do for Mr. T? We didn't have any new ideas. The next day, Leah said she had talked about the problem with her dad. She showed us the idea web they made. We talked about the things that Mr. T likes, she explained. We know he likes dogs and plants, but he also likes the park near the crosswalk. We thought about doing something in the park.
Look at Leah's idea web on page 11. Follow the arrows from one idea to the next to see how they are connected. The web begins with
thanking Mr. T.
The ideas that follow are
sunny spot in the park, plant perennial flowers, park bench, plaque on bench. Photo with Mr. T. Party in the park. We really liked the idea of putting a bench in the park for Mr. T. Let's write a letter to the mayor asking for a bench, said Sean. We wrote the letter right away. Layla and Darnell typed the letter on the computer. Then Mrs. Bruce mailed it.
Look at the student's letter on page 13. It reads,
Dear Mayor Virchillo, the crossing guard in our neighborhood is retiring after 10 years. Mr. T has helped all of us and many more people cross the street safely. We will miss him when he retires. We would like to thank Mr. T and always remember him. We would like to put a bench in the park near the crosswalk and put a sign about him on the bench. Can you please help us? Thank you. Sincerely, the children of Mrs. Bruce's class. 3 weeks later, Mrs. Bruce had a surprise for us. The mayor wrote back, she said. Then she read the mayor's letter aloud.
Let's read Mayor Virchillo's letter on page 15.
From the desk of Mayor F. Virchillo. Dear students in Mrs. Bruce's class, thank you for your letter requesting a bench for your crossing guard, Mr. T. What a wonderful idea. I would be very happy to help you. I will speak to someone in the Parks and Recreation Department about putting a new bench in the park near your school. You will have to raise money to help pay for the bench. You can also decide what writing should appear on the sign. Please ask Mrs. Bruce to call my office next week. Sincerely, Mayor F. Virchillo.
We decided to hold a bake sale to help raise money for the bench. We made posters for the bake sale. Then we put them up all around our school and neighborhood.
Look at the bake sale sign below. It reads,
Bake, buy, thank. Fundraiser bake sale. May 27th, 3:30 to 5 p.m. Mr. T is retiring. Help raise money for a bench to thank and remember him. Our parents and friends helped us make food for the bake sale. We sent all the money we raised to the mayor's office. Then we talked about what writing should go on the bench sign. Here are some of our ideas. Which one would you choose?
Look at the list below. It reads,
Plaque text. A. This bench honors Mr. Thompson. In his 10 years as a crossing guard, Mr. T helped us all. Thanks, Mr. T. B. Have a seat and think of Mr. Thompson. For 10 years, he helped kids and adults in our neighborhood safely cross the road. Thank you, Mr. T. C. Mr. Thompson, sitting here, we always think of you. Thank you, from your neighborhood friends. The bench was ready for Mr. T's last day as our crossing guard. Everyone came to a celebration at the park. We brought the card and the cake that we made, and we took a special photo with Mr. T. Thank you, Mr. T. We will always remember you.
Let's read Mr. T's letter to the class on page 20.
To all my friends, thank you so much for honoring me with a special bench in my favorite place. Thank you also for your special card and the wonderful celebration at the park. Over the last 10 years, it was a pleasure helping you and watching you grow. I will remember my friends forever. Take care and keep safe. Mr. T.